New South Wales government reforms are being introduced to allow GPs management and diagnosis of ADHD. Patients are expected to save between $500 to $1,400 each year, with even greater savings for families with multiple members living with ADHD. With more than 560 GPs already trained as continuation prescribers, thousands of patients have quickly benefited from easier access to prescription and ongoing care. I spoke with Dr. Rebecca Hoffman, GP and chair of RACGP, who says these changes will make ADHD treatment more accessible.
Yeah, so what we're seeing for our patients is two things. Is for those that already have diagnoses and are already on their usual stable medication, they no longer need to wait or travel to see a pediatrician or a psychiatrist. They can see their usual GP to get their usual medication. So what that means is that, as with ADHD, sometimes things are forgotten or misplaced. So if you have forgotten your medication, if you're unable to source it because of the shortages we have with long-acting medication, or if you've just put it somewhere and can't quite remember, instead of having to rush and call and beg to see your pediatrician or psychiatrist, you can actually see your normal GP, same as you would for any other medication, and they can write that prescription for you. But as important is for the patients that I saw yesterday, that are looking at a new diagnosis. And so for them, that means that already there's no longer a 12-month wait to see a psychiatrist, because I can tell them that they can expect to be seen this side of Christmas. So it really has shortened the timeframes to get in for new diagnoses by ensuring that GPs can do the continuation prescribing instead.
Why is it important for doctors to be trained in diagnosing and prescribing for ADHD medication?
Yeah, so the key is around access. At a conference I was recently at, they said that 80% of ADHD can be managed in primary care in general practice, and 20% of it really needs to remain the role of a non-GP. And that's where we would like to see it sit eventually, is we'd like to really see ADHD is the same as so many other chronic diseases that we manage as GPs, is that we can do the vast majority of it. We can manage our patients who are stable. We can manage the diagnosis and the initiation of patients who don't have multiple other complex diagnoses as well. But for those that do, for those that might have a few other things going on, might also have autism or additional complex care or additional complex needs, then we need to make sure that that 20% are able to access our non-GP psychiatrists and paediatricians as quickly as possible, that they're not waiting 12 to 18 months to get their initial script and diagnosis. Because that 12 to 18 months is a year and a half of school. It's learning to read. It's being involved in the workplace. And it's absolutely life-changing when we can reduce those timeframes.
And how will these reforms strengthen the role of the GP in supporting patients with ADHD?
Yeah, so I really see this as reducing stigma around ADHD. I really see that ADHD now is no more of a concerning diagnosis than any other mental health diagnosis that we prescribe. No different to things like diabetes, epilepsy, migraines. If it's a chronic medical condition, it's something that's able to be managed by a GP. As with all of those chronic medical conditions, if there's something that's different, if a patient's not responding in the way we expect them to, if they're getting side effects from the medication, we absolutely need to be able to access our support and our non-GP specialists to help us. Mm. But for the majority of patients, it will be life-changing. It'll mean they can see their usual GP in their same suburb. They won't have to travel from remote regional areas into cities. They won't have to wait months and potentially years for diagnosis and medication. It really is a positive reform.
You mentioned it'll be life-changing for patients. What improvements have you seen with families so far since GPs were allowed to continue ADHD prescriptions?
Yeah, so my patient I was talking to this morning who came to the press release, she was saying when they last did the Premier's reading challenge, she wasn't able to read. She was in year three and getting through just one book was a challenge. But this year, so less than 2 years later, she's been medicated and she's already finished her 100 books. She's absolutely flown through it. She's not only learned to read, but she now loves it. She embraces it. This is what's life-changing about prescribing someone with ADHD medication. It's not a fix-all. It's not a one-stop shop, but it means that she can then engage in OT and in therapy and engage in school and learn to read and actually see that as something that's enjoyable.
That was Dr. Rebecca Hoffman, GP and chair of RACGP, speaking to The Wire.